Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
No, baby, I will not hurt you, because it is now 11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock, and you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, count them, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Don't make me stop. You don't know who could do it to me right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about, oh, let's call it an hour and 15 minutes. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Don't forget that next week coming up, I won't be here, but not Belinda. Chuck Yu is going to be here in the studio, carrying on ably. That's the word for it, ably. In my absence, he'll be making sure that you remember the most important thing next week, which is your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He's going to be polling you to see which of the radio obituary retrospectives, which of the radio obituaries you would like to see retrospected in the radio obituary retrospective. You see how that works? Coming up on Saturday, I believe that is November the 26th. November the 26th. That'll be happening. That will be happening. When's that going to be happening? Like I said, November 26th. But right now, the Radio Obituary Retrospective poll is ready for you. You can go over there to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and find access to it as soon as said titular head of research posts that poll, which I know he will. He just will. I know it. And you can take it. If you're not over there, you can always visit bit.ly, bit.ly/ 2019 Obits. I think that might be with a capital O. You might try it both ways just to make sure. If one doesn't work, the other surely will. So go take that poll. We'll keep that open for a couple of weeks, and then I'll come back here and put together a show and bring you that Radio Obituary Retrospective that we promise you each and every year on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. And we have to thank, oh, do we have to thank, I am a puddle of thanks to our, for our, with, I am a puddle of thanks for our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. He worked his little minutia fingers to the bone getting that Radio Obituary Retrospective poll ready for you. He started at the top, I started at the bottom, and we met in the middle. And it was good. So we ended up with 401 obits for the Radio Obituary year of 2019. Whew. That was a lot of radio obituarying that we did here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we're looking forward to that whole mess. I know you are too. I'll be gone next week. Chuck will be here. It'll be great. Everything's gonna be great. But tonight, first I need to tell you that I do believe that it may be donations drive here at WMFO. Whether it is or not, I think that you should go to WMFO.org and donate to support Bubbles in the Think Tank. I just think you ought to do it. It's a good thing to do once a year or so. Because we love you and you love us, and I don't know how to express to you the love that I have for you, the listener. But this is a good chance for you to express to me how you feel about Bubbles in the Think Tank. So go over there, make the best gift you can. Keep Freeform Radio strong and cranking on. Because we can't do it without you. Something else we can't do without you is free association, which is what we're doing tonight. Of course, that's when I decide to go over there to the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and say, hey, give me some words. I'll put a show together using those words. So that is what I have done. You all were voracious this week, and we're going to dive right in. Actually, let me see something here. Let me see something, because sometimes there's something I gotta see. That's all there is to it. Let's see here. Let's do this. Yes. Okay. We are ready to begin tonight's free association. I thank you all very much for your assistance right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now it's time for free association. Free association. Free association. Freedom's just another word for free association. Free association. Free association. Free association. Thank you for your cooperation. We love your little words, your bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love your little words, they're the best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration. Free association. Free association. Free association. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating. We love your little words. words, you bubbly little nerds. Nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love your little words, they're the best we've ever heard. Oh, it's the lovely collaboration. Free association. Free association. Free association. Presented for your consideration.
My baby's coming back, she's coming back to me. Well, till she comes back, I'll be a maniac. My heart'll keep thumping and I'll keep jumping. My knees keep knocking and my toes keep rocking. She's coming back to me. Never again will I let her leave. She means so much to me. I'll always
This is multifaceted reporter Wally Ballou speaking from the offices of two of the nicest guys in show business, certainly two of the most talented, as well as being my employers, Bob and Ray.
You forgot to mention we're also puncturers of pomposity, but never mind. Thank you, Wally, and we're glad to have this chance to talk to some of the people in advertising and broadcasting.
The RAB people suggested, since we've been connected with what we're told are successful humorous radio commercials for some time, you might be interested in some of our thoughts on the subject.
Our commercial business, Goulding Elliott Graybaugh Incorporated, began 10 years ago following the initial success of the Peel's Beer Bert and Harry commercials.
They were the legendary Bert and Harry commercials, right?
Thanks, Wally.
One of our first jobs was for General Motors Guardian Maintenance through DP Brother Agency of Detroit.
Our association with GM has resulted in nearly 150 Guardian Maintenance commercials since the inception of the campaign.
We had a lot of fun putting together many of the Guardian Maintenance spots, and here's one that stands out as a particular favorite of ours.
Was a red tomato surrounded by some bush, and to reach that red tomato you always have to push. My red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is if you have the right size stick. Were very stubborn, wouldn't let the red fruit go. They say anyone to pick that fruit
I stick my shoe. So my red tomato, my right tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if you want the right size stick. Try their best to pick that golden fruit, but they push a mile and say quite quick, mister, you haven't got the right size stick. So my red tomato, my right tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if you want the right size stick. And not a moment did he lose. He traveled to the garden to try his luck. That red tomato he would like to pluck. So, my red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if you want the right size. Very quick, the push that was a perfect take. You didn't even give me time to shave. So, my red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato if you want the right size.
over blasphemy and fill the fetid air with ancient lies and leprous cries. This night he will be there. A madness has the mouths gaped wide as one they sway and moan, and every brutish face is turned to see our God King's throne.
I don't think I got a fresh black eye, Tom. I think I got one left over from Sunday lunch day.
Well, I should hung that one in. I don't think it'll make much difference.
Rathbone goes psychedelic.
Arcane sounds from Big Grunt there with 11 Mustachio Daughters, their own contribution to the current Black Magic Half Bakery.
I've written you a song, a beautiful routine. I hope you like it. My technique can't be wrong. I learned it from the screen. I hope you like it. I studied all the rhymes that all the lovers sing. Then just for you, I wrote this little thing. Blah, 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 moon. Blah, 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 above. Blah, 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 croon. Blah, 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 love. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, merry month of May. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, neath the clouds of gray. Blah, 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 your hair. Blah, 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 your eyes. Blah, 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 care. Blah, 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 skies. Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la. Cottage for two. Blah, 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 blah. Baby, with you.
I got my tattoo for $5 down in Scully Square in 1931. The design is a Texas flag. I'm not from Texas. I picked that out because I like that better than the Massachusetts flag. It's an Army flag, too. And I got the cross put on by a Marine. A Marine put the cross on and he put Mother on, too. I paid him $1.50 for both of them. $1 for the cross and $0.50 for the Mother part. That was 1932. That's all the tattoos I got. They used an electric needle to put it on, and your arm feels like it's burning, and then a scab appears, and you can't pick off the scab. You get poison if you pick the scab off. Then the scab falls off, and the picture appears on there. When they make the picture with the electric needle, they put Vaseline and a cloth on it. Blood comes out of it. It's crazy to put a tattoo on. It's just a fad. I don't regret getting mine. I just put them on and forgot all about it. It's on forever. You can't take it off.
Early in the morning, I get out of bed. I put awake in the mines until I'm almost dead. I'm a coal miner. I'm a coal mining man. And I guess I'll die with the shovel in my hand. Way down in the mines, gonna strike a new vein. From what I'll say at the end of this day, you can add all day long, die with a shiver in my hand.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we appreciate having you all here. Yes, you, the listener, here for a free association episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. Thank you oh so very much for being here. Don't forget, the Radio Obituary Retrospective Poll, also known affectionately as Freddy's Poll, it's ready and waiting for you. You can navigate your way over there to bit.ly/2019obits. Might be a capital O. I forget. I was supposed to look that up since the last time I said it, and I didn't. So there you go. So try a capital O, try a lowercase o. One of them will get you there. I'm sure of it. But it's all in preparation for us getting ready to do the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up in just 2 weeks from tonight. Next week, Chuck Yu's going to be here in the studio taking care of you, reminding you to take that poll. And then I'll be back the next week with the retrospective. It's going to be very exciting. I promise you this. I do. I really do. And be sure to take a moment to thank your director of minutia and mine, Bob Cohen, for all the hard work that he put in on Freddy's Poll. Also, quick reminder that it's apparently donations drive here at WMFO. It's your opportunity to let us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank know that you appreciate us. So take a trip over to WMFO.org, hit the little donate link, and give to your heart's content. We appreciate each and every little bit. Thank you. That last tune was Bobby Brown from the Chandler Travis Philharmonic, which I always think of as a 3-0 song, a Chandler Travis 3-0 song, which leads me, well, first I want to let you know that that was the remarkable Ducky Carlisle on drums on that one. I didn't realize that until today. But it gave me the opportunity to remember to remind you that the Chandler Travis 3-0 is going to be at Passim on Friday night this week, with the fabulous opening act, Paulette Human Being. She's in town right now, as we speak, living it up in the big city. And she's going to be opening at Passim. It's about time. That's all I've got to say about that. So we'd love to see you at Passim for that great show. Come out and support Paulette. She appreciates all of the love that we give her here at Bubbles in the Think Tank all the time. Like right now, as we return to the Free Association. She's one of those artists that we work with here at Bubbles in the Think Tank who has something for nearly every free association we ever do. Nearly every one. Isn't that the best? I thought so. All right, here you go. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm sitting here in my room, in my chair. I'm looking, 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 waiting for a spoon to fall from heaven, to fall from heaven, to land near me, and rest for me to grab a spoon. Thank you.
don't you and talk about it.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Satch!
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
Ain't no use to you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
You mess with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you mess with my wife, you rascal, you. You mess with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Let me talk about him again. What you got, do you rascal you? I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal you. I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. You dog. Blow him out, blow him out.
We'll be right back. where the crane flies through the marshes, where the turtles sun their shells, where the water rat goes swimming,
that is where our swamp girl dwells.
Where the sunlight never wanders, where the moonlight never falls, where the water's black as a devil's track,
that is where our swamp girl calls. What did she say there, the girl with the golden hair, to make me follow her down there? How did she look
when she took me by the hand? Tonight my hair will float in the water, and the gold will no longer shine. It will spread like a fan in the water, while I make a mysterious sign.
We have seen that sign before.
My eyes are like the whippoorwill.
You will see the swamp girl when cold black clouds fill the sky. And if you see her, believe me, you must flee her. Never follow where disillusion lies. Or will you go with the girl with the golden hair down where her work is done? Will you embrace the night and turn your back on the sun?
I'll say it's better there in the water, where it's cool and calm and serene. I can hear it when the joy of living seems to have lost its thrill. Oh, I can hear it.
She tears me like paper dolls are torn. Calling, come to the deep where your sleep is without a dream.
Calling, come to the deep where your sleep is without a dream.
Join the
increasingly clear. Francis Forward Coppola counts the favorite smelliquences of avant-garde occlusion, Rainbow Puppy. I wear my son's glasses at night, Sax Giff, and I performed, Admiral Lee. Wiffle hearts and gawinkadinks as anti-parrots show up and rains pinafore bears. Two cots in the yard for Baba Ganoush bag. The grocery cart repair business is predicated on refer madness, gathering sweets as we head down the runway. Okay series of prints, spontaneous scoring, I am a note.
Elle est dans mon Rolex flex. Je le regarde perplexe. Dois-je le foutre aux orties? Où est ma petite amie? Elle est dans mon Rolex flex. C'était mon premier réflexe. J'aime la photographie. Je revois la petite chérie posant pour mon Rolex flex. Un petit machin en lastex lui donnait un peu d'esprit. Où est ma petite amie? Elle est dans dans mon Rolleiflex. J'y ai filé des complexes. Elle a filé cette nuit. Où est ma petite amie? Elle est dans mon Rolleiflex. Faut connaître le contexte, le pourquoi et le pour qui.
Yummy, 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 sweet lips.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy. lips.
Yeah.
Drum.